start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Friday, El Rosh Hashanah, 29th of Elul, 15th of September, Rabbi Mendy Chizik Shlita, Tkia Shofar on Shabbos. This week's Torah way has been sponsored in Nishmas Perel Margolis Bas Rishua Kern Oleh HaSholem. His Yahrzeit is today.
Shus. I remember waking up in the winter holidays in Bournemouth last year, 2 years ago. Winter holidays in Bournemouth, going to shul. It was the day between the 31st of December and the 1st of Jan. The streets were littered. You can imagine with what? Bottles, cans, remains of I don't know what else. We tell the Rebbeinu Shlom, we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, to Tzomin Yeniden, and other people I know listening on the phone. This is our preparation for our Malchus, our Zechonis and Shephoris. So I think we deserve to ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to give us a Tochil Shono of Ruch Hesero. The year that we have, we look forward to a year. Moli Brochus. It can really start with the way we start the shit like this. Tkiyas Shofar b'Shabbos. I'm really lost because I don't know where to begin. I know what time I have to end. I don't even posh at where to start. The history, the story, the Gemaras, the Gedolim. I'm going to try and put it together for you in a very neat package. I daven it should come out. L'odomar chilev. May Hashem man eloshen. I want to give it to you in the neatest package possible. There's so many beautiful ideas here. We'll start with the Mishnah, and we're going to look at contemporary history as well. Shofar b'Shabbos. Tomorrow in shul, there's no shofar. I'm just going to throw a question at you. What would happen if you would blow a shofar?
You're still yet, sir.
Question number two. If you announce you're blowing shofar, should people come and listen? So I'm going to just begin with a teasing thought. The Adayas, Rav of Yerushalayim, after Shmuel Salant, the Adayas is so called after his name, Aleph, Dalad, Reish Tov, Adayas, Rabbi Elio, David, Rabbi Novitz, Tumim. When he was shown the Luach in 1904, for the upcoming year, he saw that Rosh Hashanah would be Chal B'Shabbos. V'ne'enach. And he groaned. He said, oh, he said, no shofar do'iraisa this year. Shofar min ha'Torah is the first day. I wonder if I'll ever be zoicha to hear shofar min ha'Torah again. Tzadikim know he was taken nifta later that year. But he uttered a comment. He said, if only he'd blow shofar this year, I would go and listen. There was a big tumult 100 years ago at shofar b'Shabbos. Let's look at the sugyas. Can we get it back? Can we not? And I have to end at the point, we are not bringing back shofar b'Shabbos tomorrow. Please don't walk out of here with any funny thoughts, but I'll tell you the history. And why it was definitely considered, and why perhaps some people did it. We'll even see the riff. And for those of you, and I'll tell you about Rabbi Yisrael last Shabbos, I was blown away. I was reading on Shabbos, one of the, the Inyan, blown away. They found in the Cairo Geniza a piyut, which it was very clear that they did blow shofar on Shabbos. So again, the bottom line is, we're not blowing shofar on Shabbos. Cairo Geniza indicates that they did. I will show you today how the Rif holds, and the Rif probably did blow shofar b'Shabbos. The Adaris seemed to want it.
Is it possible they were Karaites?
No, not the... Oh, one second. So the Cairo Geniza, you can question. I'm not going to go into Cairo Geniza now. But the Rif... But the Rif... I'll show you today clearly what the Rif says.
With a brother.
Let's start with the Mishnah. We'll see the background. we'll look at the practicalities and a bit of the little bit of lobdus to see where it would have come from. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shacharias B'Shabbos. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos this year. B'Migdosh are you taking? They blow the base of Migdosh, Avaloibam Dina. No blow Shofar in Medina. Misha could have ended there. Along comes Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, Misha Chorah Beis HaMikdash today, Hiskin Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, Shetoykin B'chol Mokim Shesh B'Besdin. Wherever there's a Besdin, where there's a Besdin. So if I stop now, where there's a Besdin? If we close this shir now, then Besdin, got a Besdin, blow Shofar. It's an easy Mishnah. Omer B'Galazah, no, no. Says B'Galazah, not so quick. It's not Besdin as such, and it'll be Yavne Bilvad. Big Besdin, Sanhedrin went into exile only in Yavne. Amuloi, Zichon repeated back to him, no, not true, not Yavne. Echod Yavne, Vechod Kol Mokoim, Shiesh Bebesdin. So the third opinion seems to go back to the first. First opinion says Besdin. Says, no, he didn't mean Besdin, he meant Yavne. The third opinion says Yavne and Besdin. So the Gemara asks, well, what is this? The third and first opinion are the same? Answers the Gemara, not true. What it means is, even at Besdin at Kroy, even a temporary Besdin, the first opinion the Mishnah holds, that according to Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, a Besdin doesn't mean a major Besdin, doesn't need to be a Kehillah Besdin. Besdin at Kroy, three men, you had Torah, not going Besdin, right? Pull them together, Hosta Besdin. Blow Shofar. You got an opinion in the Mishnah that Mishnah Chorah Beis HaMikdash Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai lets you blow Shofar in a Besdin. Besdin HaKroi. You name your Besdin, pick your three men, off you go blow Shofar. Others, shout to the Mishnah, no, it's a bigger Besdin. Oh, but pretty much clear that Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made the takana for us nowadays Meblos Shofar Shabbos with a Besdin. So what stopped now? Where have we stopped? What's gone wrong? Why are we taking not blowing shofar tomorrow? The shaila is what Besdin actually means. Besdin at Kroy, what? How do you define a Besdin? Several shittas. Shittas Rashi, by us in Rosh Hashanah, says a Besdin of Esri Mashlesha. Rashi says, 1 minute. A regular Besdin, just a Besdin, 3. No. I want a Sahedric Tano, a Besdin who are able to judge Nefoshes. That Besdin is big enough, and Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai would be telling us, if you've got such a size Besdin, you blow Shofar B'Shabbos. We haven't got that. That's Rashi's shit. Shittas HaRambam is Smuchin. The Rambam says very clearly, and in our Shofar, you've got to have a Besdin of Smuchin. Smuchin means Smicha. What does Smicha mean? So, Rambam is telling us that smicha means somebody who's had smicha from someone who's had smicha, going all the way back without a break in the chain to Moshe Rabbeinu. A Besdin of those smuchin, you take a wood blow shofar nowadays, Shabbos. We just haven't got it. There's nothing really wrong, kafi the Mishnah. We need the Besdin. We haven't got the Besdin. According to Rashi, Besdin of 23. According to Rambam, a Besdin of smuchin. And we're missing that. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be a major problem. So today, we're close enough to Shofar B'Shabbos. The Rif, and this is where it starts to get a little more to the point for us. The Rif only paskens halachas that are relevant to today. Unlike the Rambam, who paskens on Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam paskens on Beis HaMikdash, on Kalim, not so in the Rif. The Rif is just there to halachas nowadays. And the Rif throws in a line. And the Rif says, you would blow Shofar in Besdin? The Rif shouldn't have discussed this case, really. But Emes, if in Yeshiva they'd say, the Rif shouldn't have discussed this. The Rif shouldn't be discussing a case of Besdin nowadays, because we haven't got this Besdin. Says the Rif, yes, blow Shofar today, no problem. Besdin? Bifnei Besdin. Just need, it seems to say just a normal Besdin. And the Mephoshim on the Rif say, the Balamor, I read you his Losh, and says, I don't understand the Rif. I don't know where he's bringing it. It's not for today. One of the wondrous places that I don't understand of the Rif. He says, you blow shofar with the Bezdin. Not today. I don't understand. The Rif discusses only halachas of today. And the Rif telling us, you blow shofar where it's in the Bezdin. That's today. And now I'll tell you that, as I said, seeing the Indian on Shabbos, it was a beautiful read. I said to my wife, you've got to keep this. I was going to look at it this morning before I came. I forgot. But I remember on Shabbos seeing that Taki in the shul of the Rif, they blew shofar. It's my focus. I learned the sugyas. It's here. The Rif blew shofar. Shabbos Yom Hashanah. The Rif blew shofar.
Where did you live,
Rif? In Morocco. Morocco. Fez, no? I thought Morocco.
Yeah, Morocco.
So if you look in... If you look in the Rosh quotes it. The Rosh says he did. Omu Olav Algav Alphas. The Rosh says it. The Rosh says, they say about the Rif, Shehoyo Trekeya Begashona Shacholias Beshabbos. Go argue. The Rosh says, the Rif Taka did. The Rif holds Bezdin, Bezdin, Bezdin. And the Rif quotes it today. It's the biggest proof. The Rif talks about Hilchas Shoyfa Beshabbos, Bezdin. And the Rif only discusses halachas of today. No, the Rif taka b'shoyfa for Shabbos. Rosh says it clearly. He did it. In Bezdin. With the Bezdin. Says the Rosh. I read Rosh's words. He explained that Bezdin means nothing more than the Bezdin of your generation. Bezdin. We haven't got 23 Bezdin. We haven't got a smuchin. What it means is a Bezdin mufluk v'godl b'dorah, our greatest Bezdin. If the Rif was here today, our Rabbonim, our Gedolim, of our day, yeah, blow shofar. 1881. Anyone remembers that year? I remember 1981. I remember 1881. 1881 was Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Kevoyin to Eretz Yisrael, a Talmud of the Kasav Sofer. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. Sorry? He wanted many, many things that he also says he wanted to do. And one of them was, one minute he said, I've learned the sugyas. I've got a Mishnah which says you blow shofar in front of a Bezdin. I don't really know why we're not doing it today. The short part of the story was a lot of Gabbonim sort of slowly pulled away from him. He tried to get 23 and slowly sort of one left, another one left. He wanted the Taina. I don't see why not. There's no reason why not. I'll tell you one or two of his arguments. He was quite convincing, but he didn't get it together in the end. Shaila, did he blow shofar in the end or not? Some say he did. He had one Taina. I don't understand, he said. Blowing shofar is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. You're going to come and tell me the Chachamim can stop that? He said, "Asei doyraisa," and Eloisa, and we'll soon see the Chachamim's problem. He said, "Chachamim got a gazera not to do it," and we'll discuss that soon. He said, "But my asei doyraisa is much stronger. I can't agree to it." Sorry. He wanted to say asei. Yeah, he wanted to do it. Let's now close that, if you want. Just as I said, we'll continue with the line I said before, that Aderes Soif Yomov uttered to Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky. He said to him, if Akiva Yosef would be shofar this year, I would go to listen. Aderes was a Gov of Yerushalayim in 1904. He saw that that year there'd be no shofar b'Shabbos. So he, it was his last year in life. He seemed to know that. He said, if they blow shofar this year, I'm going to listen. There's a Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara now, and let's see how the Poiskim explain to us why we're not going. I'm going to turn a different angle. Let's say you're going to blow shofar b'Shabbos. Have you done a mitzvah? Can you make a brocha on it? What about Shechiyonu? Is it b'chal a mitzvah? And if there's a mitzvah, can someone listen to it? Let's try and look at the other side of things. Remembering that it's not a terrible problem because we need a Bezdin. Once we can qualify what a Bezdin is, we could blow shofar b'Shabbos. The Rif did. The Adelis seemed to want it. The Abba Schlesinger seemed to feel he could do it. That's what's his shita. Obviously, others didn't agree. You've not blown shofar tomorrow, are we? Elamai, there's other opinions. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says very clearly, you can't blow shofar Shabbos. Why? Gezeiga. Gezeiga, famous Gezeiga. Shemo yitlenu b'yodoi, you pick it up and go to a boki to teach you how to blow shofar. If someone wakes up Shabbos morning not sure how to blow shofar and still wants lessons on the day, he's not. I'm not sure I want to even hear his tekiyas. On the day he wakes up and does, that's the Gemara. Let me ask a question. Let me start with the following question. Rabbi Kivego, and Rabbi Kivego has the shitta throughout much of the halachas of these sugyas. Kivego tells us that when Chazal come along and tell us not to do something, this is Rabbi Kivego's shitta. I'll show you. A few, he says it a few times. They're not uprooting the mitzvah. They're putting like a barrier saying, we don't recommend you doing it. We don't want you to do it. It's not the right thing to do. But the mitzvah remains in place. Rabbi Kivego's shitta is, he says, Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you where he says it, that when a chachomim advise us not to do something because of the gezeira, you shouldn't imagine that the gezeira takes away the entire mitzvah. Mitzvah's there. Mitzvah stands. Mitzvah's there. According to Rabbi Kivego, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you've got a mitzvah. Please, I've always said, please, I'm so nervous to say this. Lefi Rabbi Kivego, the mitzvah is there. Chazal don't want you to do it. But if you will do it, hosta mitzvah. They'll take a mitzvah away. And maybe that's what Adarius was going with. And maybe that's why Adarius going, if someone blows, I'm going to hear, the mitzvah's still there. Rabbi Kivego discusses, it comes across at a different point. Rabbi Kivego says as follows. He says, they discuss chinuch with a child, and the Indian of a child blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah's chinuch. Rav Rom says, yeah, chinuch, a cotton can blow shofar on Shabbos, as mitzvah's chinuch. So the Kivego, 1 minute. You don't need mitzvah's chinuch for to allow a child to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Forget chinuch. The child can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. There's a standard of a mitzvah. Can't shofar on Shabbos. Yeah, Chazal don't want you to do it. But mitzvah's there. A child can blow shofar on Shabbos, while it's a blind, there's a massive mitzvah of Kishon on Shabbos. Because he is of the clear opinion, the mitzvah's there. Chazal don't want you to do it. So there's a drop on saying, please don't do it. But the mitzvah is there. And according to Kivego, he says in a few places, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you've got a mitzvah. Come to Broch in a minute. Be'emes, Yaboisai, it's probably a very easy machloikas to spot in Hilchas Sukkah. We fast forward 2 weeks, B'siyata Deshmaya, we stand at Erev Sukkos, hopefully not here, hopefully in Yerushalayim. Shuma, the start of shit was going to continue. These good tzachna, all are going to continue. But in Yerushalayim, Erev Kodesh. In Yerushalayim, we'll stand there, and there's a beautiful sugya. So we've done a Toysvus in Sukkah. Toysvus in Sukkah, Daf Gimel, quotes a mission later in Sukkah. With Rabbi Yochanan Hacheroni, who had a big sukkah. Sat in a big sukkah. What's wrong? He had his table in the house. Chazal don't like that. Chazal tell us, don't do this. Again, the sukkah's perfectly fine. His sukkah's big. All decorations are right. Nothing in the wrong places. He's got everything right. He's got his sukkah perfect. He sits in a sukkah. Table in the house. I don't know why. Let's not discuss why. And the chachom were not happy. And the chachom said to him, Rebbe, this is not good. This is not a great way to sit in sukkah. Because people tend to follow their food. Look, Shabbos morning by Kiddushim, people follow the food. They know where to go. And you're going to end up outside your sukkah. Don't do it. And the nusach they said to him was, lekiyamto mitzvah sukkah miyomech. You're sitting like this, in a kosher sukkah. In a way that Chachomim don't recommend. Chachomim is saying to you, don't do this. Your sukkah's fine. Nothing. You've done nothing wrong. But the Chachomim are telling you not to do it. Lo kiyamto mitzvah sukkah miyomecho. You've not kept mitzvah's sukkah. And Toysa seems to say clearly, that's it. You haven't kept mitzvah sukkah. Toysa takes it at face value. If Chachomim tell you not to do something, you've done a great job, you've sat in a sukkah, and you haven't moved outside, but the Chachomim said, don't do this, they've taken away the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Look, you've not had the mitzvah sukkah. You think you've done a great job. Chachomim didn't want you to do it. You went as lekiyamto. The Ran changes slightly. A dafei harif, the Ran says, no, you weren't mekayem mitzvah min hamuvcha. It wasn't ideal. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. The Ran adds the words, you weren't mekayem the mitzvah min hamuvcha. Your best mitzvah you didn't get. There's nothing wrong with this. You sat in your sukkah, ate in your sukkah, sukkah roof's open, what's wrong? Nothing. It's not great, because there's a gezeirah you could have, you didn't. But the maisa, the chachomim's gezeirah doesn't rip up the mitzvah. I mean, it's like, there's a Mogadig Cheshek Shlema. Very interesting Cheshek Shlema, which we can be mefalpal on all day. If you know anyone becoming Bar Mitzvah on a Shabbos Purim, you've got a drosha for him right now. Again, there's so many nice triggers on these sorts of things you could play around with. It's beautiful. It's just so easy. The Cheshek Shlema in Megillah has the following Shaila. I think it depends on the same Nekuda, although there are differences. In England, we live in an unwalled city, Yerushalayim, Mukaf Choyma. What happens if Purim by us is on a Friday, and in Yerushalayim it's obviously a Shabbos? Purim Yodalid is a Friday, Purim Tezvov is a Shabbos. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, so in London they get quite upset, Purim on a Friday, we feel cheated out of a few hours, we feel a bit like we've lost something. Yerushalayim, they've got a 3-day, I'm not saying what they do there for 3 days. They roll from one place to the next, 3 days, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. So if you've got a bar mitzvah boy, he's born on Tesvov. Tesvov Ador. His bar mitzvah in Yerushalayim is Tesvov Ador. Right? So far, so good. Comes the year of his bar mitzvah, and it clashes with Shabbos. When is Megillah in Yerushalayim, when Purim's on Shabbos, when do they do Megillah? Friday. You done it. 1 minute. Does he need to go and hear Megillah? You done it. He's not by Friday morning, he's not by mitzvah. It's interesting. I have to mention the Kliyoko, the Hiliga Kliyoko, has got a sefer called Olele Sefraim. He mentions that there are three things that the Torah does not mention. Anyone know? Bar mitzvah. You won't find bar mitzvah anywhere in the Torah. They were great bar mitzvah night. Shnei Gornish. Nothing. And no, second one? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah. It's a mitzvah. I think it's bar mitzvah. It says, the fact that Rosh Hashanah is a day of Mechila. Blood trofer. That's what it says. The day of being a day of Mechila. The day of Shavuos being a day of Kabbalah Torah, no, Shema Bikurim. Says the Kliyoka, one line through all. He says there's one record for all of them. If you tell a 12-year-old boy, Bar Mitzvah, he says, yeah, Bashita. It's like a mess around till 13. I could do what I want till 13. I could do what I want. But why should I do? Torah doesn't say 13. If you tell a person, okay, so a whole year I can. Torah doesn't say it. Torah doesn't tell you these things. Torah doesn't want you to mess around with your time and only wake up Erev Rosh Hashanah, like we've done. Every day the same. Kliyok. Now, boys, let's go back. Bar Mitzvah boy born on Tesvov. Shabbos is Tesvov. Megillah's on Yud Daled. What do you do now? What's going to happen with him now? Where's he going to go? Now, boys, listen. The same Shaila repeats itself now. If the Chacholim said, Shabbos. Shabbos. We're not changing that. Mitzvah stays where it is. We're advising you best not to do Megillah Shabbos. Best practice, put it on your Dalet. But when is the main mitzvah? Has the mitzvah been taken away? No. And according to Bikiva Eger, mitzvah stays. So the Bar Mitzvah boy's mitzvah is on Tezvov. Your Dalet is recommended. He's not Bar Mitzvah. But if the Koyach of the Chacham is to rip up that mitzvah and paste it somewhere else, If the Chumash say, 1 minute, there's no mitzvah Shabbos anymore. The Shabbos mitzvah has gone to Friday. He's got a chiyuv at the age of not yet 13 to have a mitzvah of Megiyah, of Kriyas HaMegillah, because Chumash took that mitzvah and put it somewhere else. There's no mitzvah Shabbos. If the mitzvah would remain Shabbos, and we advise you best do it Friday, mitzvah Shabbos, I'm not by mitzvah yet. But if the Chumash take him and say, this dog has our mitzvah, there's no mitzvah Shabbos. Where's the mitzvah? We put that mitzvah on Friday. Actually got to hear it. Truth is, Gabbai, there's much more to it, and the time's limited. I want to share with you one or two more horrors before we come back to our sugya of what of today. Dai Weiss, Min Chasitzchok. Interesting, the Rabbanu Yerushalayim seem to have come from Manchester quite a bit. Dai Weiss, the Yitzchak Tovi Weiss, seem to like the Mancunians. And Dai Weiss is a very, very nice Nakuda, very, very easy to follow. He says a beautiful, clear line. He says like this. He says, when Chachom made takonas, we have to ask ourselves, what would happen if you wouldn't listen to them? And that will tell you what's really going on. He says like this. By sukkah, Chazal said, don't sit in your sukkah with your table at the house in case you go over. So Chachomim treat that when you sit in your sukkah as if you've gone over. So you've taken lost your mitzvah sukkah. The advice is, by sukkah, I can follow with a line of thinking. 1 minute. The gazeg is, in case I go over and sit in my house. So even when you don't go into a house, I will treat you as if you are inside your house. And Taka, he says, you won't be yotze sukkah if you sit like that. Ma she'ein kein shofar b'shabbos. He said, please don't get any funny thoughts. She'ein kein shofar b'shabbos. Why can I not blow shofar b'shabbos? Gezega. I may run to an expert on tomorrow morning and say, teach me how to blow. Right, Gezega. If you read the Inyan Shabbos, you'd seen that again, according to that piyot, the shofar that the Rambam discusses was tied up to an omud. Maybe it's an extra Gezega, making sure they didn't carry it in the street. So, Gezega, Shem Yavigenu. That's why you can't blow shofar. Shabbos. So let's ask, says Dai Weiss, and what would happen if you would carry in the street? You'd still get mitzvah shofar. So Gezega Shem Yavigenu is just saying, don't blow Shem Yavigenu in case Shem Yavigenu. But 1 minute, let's say I'm over. Let's say I do Shem Yavigenu. I carry shofar in the street Shabbos. It doesn't stop my tekiah shofar. I've just got Chachamim not happy with me. But Lemaisa, mitzvah shofar, I've still got. He says, Dai Weiss, I can hear that sukkah, if you break the Chachamim's Gezega, you've taken lost it. And shofar, you blow Shem Shabbos, mitzvah's still there. So much more to the sugya of shofar b'Shabbos. But if we remind ourselves, the mitzvah tekiah shofar probably is there. And the koyach of a chomim telling us not to do it is holding us back. Das oichet gaboisai is a moya de kazach. Das is oichet a moya de kazach. That we have the shofar, we want the shofar. Let's say you hear a child blow shofar tomorrow, I'm going to hear him. I'm not asking him to blow shofar. But the mitzvah is there, and I want to become the mitzvah, and I can't do it. And it's possibly the only time that we're losing our mitzvah say Dergaisa this year, because second is we're not only the Dergaisa. But our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our belief in the Chachom is that strong, that we get schar for that as well. When we end with the pasuk, and we look forward to the day, for Hoyo Bayoim Hahu, Yitoka B'Shoifar Godoil, we'll hear that great Shoifar, be today ready. Uvo Ha'oivdi Me Eretz Ashu, V'Hidochim Eretz Mitzrayim. And tomorrow, Gaboisai, we daven, my tefillah is, we should take here the shofar, not by a child, but in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Botidin, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, with a shofar only one day Shabbos, b'meher v'meinu omeid.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you.